Jim Taylor on WRMJ and WRMJ.com. Let's talk track season, and we're visiting with Maddie Kindlesberger, a senior over at Sherrard, a transfer student. Came in back in November, transferring from Alleman to Sherrard, and a great distance runner, running the 1600 and 3200. There's been a few track meets, Maddie, so tell us how the track season has been going so far.
It's definitely a lot different than in past years with all the COVID restrictions and not being able to go to really big meets, but it's still a lot of fun to be able to be with a new team and meet a lot of new people and have a lot of great competition.
So how has the school year progressed for you? So an Alleman kid beginning, and you'll end as a Sherrard grad, class of 2021. I know a cross-country kid, and you saw firsthand a little bit, you know, the impact of COVID. You won a regional, but then got sidelined and quarantined with the pandemic and didn't get a run of the sectional. So what you, to say your year has been interesting, that'd probably be the understatement of the free world.
Yeah, it was hard transferring because I was leaving all my friends. But I mean, in the end, my family and I knew it was for the best, but it's been a lot of fun. Even though I'm all online at Sherrard, I've still been able to meet people out here, but it's definitely a hard transfer, you know, being a senior, but I think it's a lot of fun out here.
Well, in just in terms of your cross-country season, where you got a little bit shortchanged, you know, not getting to run in the sectional, you know, being quarantined, can you speak to kind of the emotions of not getting that opportunity, I guess, where, you know, there's been so many questions of whether there was going to be high school sports or not this year?
Yeah, we really lucked out to be able to even have a season, but being quarantined right at the end when I was really peaking and making a lot of progress was really hard to comprehend. But I mean, a lot of kids got quarantined, so I just kind of had to suck it up and realize that this is how it's going to be, and I can't change the fact that I have to be inside for 2 weeks. So I just kind of had to get over all of the emotions. It sounds like really like complicated, but it was hard to do for a while.
All right, so the one great thing, you know, about the traditional spring sports, when we're talking about, you know, track and field and then baseball and softball, you get the true state tournament series. You didn't get that, cheated out of that last year as a junior. You get that back now your senior year. So what about, you know, getting the last opportunity here in your senior year to have a true state tournament series? I know you had to be pretty disappointed your junior year not getting a state track experience.
Yeah, my junior year was really when I started to make some progress and had hopes of going to sectionals and state. But this year, I'm really hoping for a state track meet because I've never been to state in anything yet. And we're really hoping that I'll be able to go in the 16 and the 32. And even though the meet's not going to be the same as what it was in the past, it's not going to be as big, not as many girls because of COVID, I'm still excited to just go and run. I love to do it. And honestly, it doesn't matter how many people are there because myself, I'm my biggest competition. My past times, that's what I'm aiming to beat.
And as they say, it's the big blue oval in its state. So
yeah,
that is important. All right. So 1600 and 3200. Tell us a little bit about, I know it's still early in the season. I think, you know, spring calendar comes to an end, I think, June 19th, according to the IHSA. I forget where the girls' state track meet and the 1A level is sandwiched in there. But how do you feel about your times right now in both of those events?
I'm pretty confident in my times right now, especially the 32. At Geneseo, I ran the 32 and then the 16, so it was definitely a lot harder for the mile to be able to go faster when I had already done 8 laps just before that. But I really want to make progress on my mile time. I'm definitely heading in the right direction. It's just a matter of getting those chances and being able to go to meets and perform.
So I know people, you know, it's easy to say, well, you run the 1600 and you run the 3200. Okay, we all can easily say that, you know, as we speak about track meets. But it's much harder to do those 1600 in, you know, 3200 within an hour or whatever, depending on how big the meet is, you know, the time between running those two events.
Yeah.
Are you just accustomed to that being a kid where you're a distance kid and you know, well, I just got to do it? Or is there a method to your madness in trying to get ready for that stuff?
Well, I think, like, after the 32, I'll take off my spikes for, like, maybe 10 minutes. And in that time, I'll just be kind of jogging around. I mean, there's really no stopping when you're running longer races because you don't want to be standing around for too long because then you'll get all tensed up again. But I think, you know, my methods, they're not perfected yet in any way. But I'm just willing to learn from really anyone about, like, coaching strategies. And I'm lucky that I'm able to be coached by Coach Volkert out at Sherrard. He's really helped me out and taught me a lot about being able to pace these different races.
All right. So I'm curious, too, you know, as part of, you know, we talk about training, but then we talk about diet. Are you a kid that really watches what you eat maybe the night before a meet? And then are you, you know, more of a Gatorade, Powerade type of kid, or do you like just straight water when you compete?
I usually go for just straight water because I'm afraid like anything else will really mess me up. I've always just done water, and it's just like the fear of like being like not performing as well if you do something different the night before. But when I started running, I got really healthy, a lot of like salmon and healthy carbs, pasta, which is what a lot of runners eat. But I've really been able to watch what I eat since I started running because you really have to eat like an athlete to perform your best. And I was pescatarian for a while, but honestly, I know what I like to eat before races and I know what's good for me. And I think just sticking with that, no matter what the name of the diet is best for me.
All right. So Maddie, you're speaking to a dummy here. So what is pescatarian? I'm going to learn something here, I think, today. What is that?
It's basically you're a vegetarian, but you eat fish.
Oh, okay. So I learned a new word today. That's cool. All right. So you don't do that? You used to do that? You don't do that anymore?
Yeah, I've let myself have a little bit more freedom with it, really. Like on days, like rest days, I'll be more lenient. But I really like to stick to fish because it's better for runners. But I don't like to restrict myself anymore because that I was finding was more unhealthy than just doing fish.
All right. So how does a senior in high school, and I know the big buzzword and the big popular thing now is these energy drinks. How do you stay away from those?
Honestly, I've had energy drinks from places like Atomic maybe 3 times in the past 3 years or however long it's been open. And I did not like the taste and I couldn't drink it. I've never liked energy drinks. I've never drank Bang or anything like that. I'm not exactly like attracted to it.
You say just turn the faucet on and the hose on and I'll just drink the water.
Yeah.
It's a lot cheaper anyway. All right. Yeah. So, you know, tell us about you have basically little, maybe 5 weeks left of the track season. Just tell us your approach here in the final 5 weeks. What do you want to do?
Well, the plan for the 16 and the 32 is to just take chunks of time off at each meet, just progressively get faster and faster and not make too big of a jump each time. So I think just making a couple seconds drop every lap will be helping me the most at ending up at state.
All right, taking chunks of time off. I like that. All right, Maddie Kindlesberger is a senior over at Sherrard High School. Watch her run the 1600 and the 3200, also headed to the University of Louisville. So that's awesome. Good luck for the rest of your senior year, Maddie.
Thank you.
And I'm Jim Taylor on WRMJ.